A little off.
Good afternoon, gambler.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
This is Bro Bretz, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. It is Todd McComas. That's not I'm Tony Diggs. That's who's speaking. To my right is Todd McComas.
That's me. I'm speaking right now.
To my way left, a lot of hours left, is Gumpy. Gumpy, how are we, buddy?
Good. How are we doing, boys?
Awesome.
You've been saved ourselves yesterday. It was looking
hey, nice little fucking day. I mean, there was a lot of red dots on the action app. Where action
app.
Yep, there it is. Thank you. There it is. Thanks. Yeah. And then we ended up 5-3-1. Could have been 6-3-1. The Yankees and Rays got rained out, so that gets pushed to today. A little fun fact there. I'm still going with the Yankees and Diego. Domingo Germán. Not Diego. Stupid. Fucking stupid. I'm a little off today. I told Todd before we came in here, I had a Nashville chicken hot sandwich yesterday. Apparently they marinated in jalapeno juices for 24 hours before I ate it. I didn't know that until after I ate it. Boy, is the stomach and butthole having a rough morning. Not that you guys needed to know that.
You got the gut funk.
So you got a workout in this morning, though?
Yeah. You know what? You came into town. You inspired
me.
AJ Hawk inspired me. I'm taking inspiration straight to the dome right now.
You're going to get that summer bod ready by about mid-October?
Yep.
All right.
I figured I have to be in shape for football season.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Because once football season starts, it's a slippery slope downhill, my friend.
It is, man.
There's not a lot of good eating during football season.
No.
You can't eat a salad while you're watching a football game.
A lot of beers. A lot of pizza.
And guess what? There's football on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's almost
all. Hard to get away from it.
It's almost all
days of the week. Are we like 30 days till college football now?
I don't know. I know it's 50 yesterday to NFL, and college only starts like a week before, so probably not 30, if I were to guess.
Over under 30.
July 18th, August 18th is not when college football. College football, the true opening weekend of college football is Labor Day weekend. Last year, and I think this year again, there's always a game like the week before in Australia. But I don't know if that's happening again. I probably should know that. As the host of the show, I should probably know that.
We'll be ready for it, though.
That's on me. Let's
gonna
run.
Be looking good, nice and trim, lean,
yes.
Mean,
yeah.
Gambling machine.
It's good to get lean right before you put it all. I heard it's really good for your body if you lose 30 pounds and then gain 30 pounds every single year. It's through the right side. Yeah. We do it.
How many NFL games are we going to do on Fridays?
What do you mean? Like how many are we going to pick?
All everyone?
I don't know. Fucking 16.
Of them?
Beautiful.
I mean, no. We won't. We'll do our best bets. And then you'll have some leans, and then you'll have some games where you're staying away. I mean, we'll probably talk about all 16. If I had to guess.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to lay off of one, you're probably going to want to say why.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the schedule will change a little bit in the fall. Probably. I assume so. But you know, I mean, we're going to talk about every single game because there's people who want information on every single game.
For sure.
It's the NFL. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about here, Gumby?
Let's go.
I mean, what are we doing, Gumby?
Let's go.
Well, I just, what kind of question? All right. The right side. Last night, Arizona, first five. Whose pick was that? Hand up. It was mine. Easy win. They're up 14-3 after five. San Diego, first five, minus a half. Whose pick? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
That a boy, Gumpy.
Hands raised.
Nice W there.
That a boy, Gumpy.
Almost a no-no. Paddock is back.
Yeah, he's back. Oakland.
Did you know they got Paddock for Fernando Rodney years ago from the Marlins?
Hilarious. Think about the Marlins if they had, I'm off the top of my head, not enough research to do a complete thing, but if they had Paddock and they had Giancarlo Stanton, our friend with the Brewers, who for some reason his name is slipping me.
Yelich.
Thank you, Christian Yelich. I mean, that's a solid start to a team.
Yeah.
It's a solid start to a team right there. Instead, Jeter came down, sold everyone to the Yankees, destroyed the entire franchise, and here we are.
Bottom feeders.
Oakland, first five, minus a half. Raise your hand. Who had it?
That's me.
Attaboy, Todd. Good W there.
Thanks, buddy.
Colorado, I think this was you, Gumpy. First five.
Push.
Push. That's fine. We'll take pushes.
Mm-hmm.
Some idiot took the under 13.5 in Colorado and San Francisco. They scored 20 runs in the game. That's hand up. That one was on me.
Monster
game. I'd blame the air. Blame the air on that.
Yeah.
Little
yeah,
thin.
Yeah. Little very fucking, very, very fucking thin air. Cincinnati first five plus a half. I think a few of us were on that one.
Yeah, we took a beat on that one.
I'm going to say still on the right side because if it was today, I make that exact same bet again.
You know what? And that's what being on the right side is mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. It was only 2-0. It was only 2-0. It's not like they're Atlanta first five minus a half. They were down 2-0.
Yeah, that was me.
That's okay. St. Louis won 6-5. Congrats, Todd.
Thanks, buddy.
You won, even though I gave you shit.
Sorry. Sorry about your Buccos.
That happens. Not a great start post All-Star break, but they'll be back.
Hey, my Reds lost.
That's what
too.
They do.
So, yeah.
Buccos battle. And over 10, Mets and Twins. We got the 18 runs there.
Great bet
for
there.
Tony.
Great bet.
All right. Oh, and the game that didn't happen, got rained out or whatever. Like I said earlier, the Yankees and Rays. I am a little worried that got changed to a day game. I don't know how the pitchers are going to react, but I'm still going with the Yanks in that one. But that leads us into our best bets for today. Gumpy, you know what? You're our guest from Canada. Why don't you lead us off for your best bet today?
I'm going to hop on that Tampa Bay Yankees game as well, but I'm going to do the under 5.5.
First game or second game?
First game. The starters aren't out for the second one unless you have them.
I do have Chuck. I know Chucky Morton's going.
Okay, well, I'm going to hop on that if he's on the mound. But first five under, 10 out of 13 times for Chirinos. Yankees first five under in 7 straight games.
Oh, where did you get that little stat at?
Top secret.
Look at you.
All right, so you're going first five under in the first game of the doubleheader in that game.
Yeah, it's at 5.5.
And I am going with the Yankees. I mean, so there we are. I mean, that's we're just attacking that fucking game. And you know what? Before we get into that any further, let's just talk about the second game real quick. Because I am taking it. I'm not taking it as my best bet because I don't know who's going for the Yankees, but I almost don't care. And the reason why I don't care is the Tampa Bay Rays have not been great at hitting so far. Post All-Star break, or not post All last month or so. And Charlie Morton is on the mound for the Rays. And has been absolutely fucking unbelievable this year. 11-2. He's got like a 1.9 ERA in July, June and July. He's got a 2.6 like on the entire season. Chuck Morton has been 2.3 on the entire season. Chucky Morton has been absolutely ridiculous. So when that game does come out, I can't pick it right now because it's not on my thing either because the Yankees haven't announced a starter. But when it does come out, I think I'm going to take the first five under just for that game.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You on the same page there, Gumpy?
Yeah, anytime Morton's on the mound, I'm riding him. He's got a rubber arm, man. He just slings it in there. It's beautiful. He's been good for so long, man.
Yeah, great former Pirate.
Really good on the Astros when they won the World Series that year as well.
Yep, him, Garrett Cole, 12,000 others. It's just
I love going down memory lane on the Buccos with you, Tony.
It's unbelievable, man. Hey, you guys, you guys come here, get good, and then we'll ship you to someone who can pay you.
And then we'll trade the farm for Archer.
Fucking, don't even bring it up. All right. Todd, what's your best bet for today?
I got Oakland money line at Minnesota. Taking the dogs. The A's are 6-1. The last 7 starts by Mike Fiers. He hasn't given up more than 1 earned run in a game since June 11th.
Great
Mike Fiers is on fire. The Twins are 1-4 when Kyle Gibson starts at home against a winning team. Take the dough.
Look at your fucking status,
double stamp.
Double stamp.
There we go, Gump.
Twins are a little cold
Gibson's,
as of late.
Gibson's been shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking farce. That was my word of the day in my dictionary today. I had to get it in there somewhere. Anthony DeGilio, for my best bet of the day, am taking the Houston Astros minus 170. It's not too bad. It's really not too bad.
If you can get the Astros at that.
Wade Miley's on the mound. Wade Miley's been absolutely very, 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 very good. It's Wade Miley's very, very good.
For how much he's bounced around the league, he's been steadily good most of his career.
Yes, and he's going against the Angels, who are 23rd versus left-handed pitching, so a nice little matchup there.
I like that.
And then on the mound for the Los Angeles Angels, we have the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey, who in June had a 9-point-something ERA. He really just hasn't – he did have a good start his last outing, but I don't – that actually makes me more confident because I don't think Harvey's putting back-to-back good starts together, especially against Houston. So give me the Houston Astros there for my best bet.
Is that what do you think? What do you think happened to Harvey?
I don't know, man. He partied
he was
a lot.
So that, seemed, good, man.
Seemed like
yeah,
he partied
he's
a lot.
Just a drunk.
he was missing shit.
But I mean, David Wells spun a no hitter on a bender. I mean, pitchers
listen,
have been drinking
it's all
for
about
years.
Your constitution, bro.
There's gamers.
How you can handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
how you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to root for an organization where a guy threw a no-hitter on LSD. So it's all about how you can handle it. And apparently Matt can't handle his. Okay, those are our best bets. How many other bets do you boys have each?
I have three.
You got three more?
I got two more.
Okay, I have two more as well. So we'll start with Todd. Go, buddy.
St. Louis at Cincinnati today. I'm taking the first five under at 5.5 runs. The Reds are the safest first five under bet in the league. The first five under covers 60.2% of the time for the Reds. The game under is covered in Tanner Roark's last four starts. He's on the hill tonight. Dakota Hudson starts for the Cards. 8-4, 3.48. I know what you're saying. Pretty fucking good. He is. That's why we're taking the under. He's also the Reds are not going to score much. I don't know what's going to happen when these two pitchers leave the game, but I know what's going to happen
Correct.
When they're both in there, and it's just not going to be a lot of scoring.
Uncle
so
Tony,
take the under.
Uncle Tony's,
5.5 is pretty generous
yep,
in this one.
Uncle Tony's also on the under 5.5 there.
All right.
Cards got a lot of sneaky young arms all of a sudden, too, this year.
I know. Cards and Reds, 20th and 30th both, versus yeah. right-handed pitching over the last month. Tanner Roark, 1.6 ERA versus St. Louis on the season. As you said, Dakota Hudson's been good.
The only reason Roark's last outing wasn't good, there was like a 6-hour fucking rain delay.
And
in
you
Colorado.
Can't put that on the guy. No. And thin air. And the fucking thin air. It's really fucking thin. Gumpy? Go. Gumpy.
Yes, sir.
Go.
I like the D-backs getting plus half a run first five against the Brewers.
Interesting. Against fucking Davies?
Zach Davies on the mound, one earned in his last three.
I know.
Love it.
Oh, wait. Who are you taking plus?
Oh,
half?
Sorry. I'm on the Brewers. My
Brewers, man, I was going to say.
Are you half a run against the D-backs.
I was like, okay. What are we doing
here? Maybe you're going to pick up something we didn't.
What are we doing here, Kyle? All right.
Yeah.
We're good. All right.
Davies went in a bit of a slump. I went off him, but he's been good lately. I'm hopping
He did fuck us there.
He burned us a couple times.
Like the first five or six games of the year, he was great, and then we started betting him, obviously, and then he fucking – That's the story of our lives. Mm-hmm. Todd, give me another better.
The Nationals money line versus the Braves.
The Washington Nationals are
starting Steven Strasburg, 11-4, 3.46 ERA. He's not allowed a run in his last two starts while putting up 20 Ks, only three walks. Let's
true.
Go. He's won his last two starts against the Braves. So that's bad news for them, I think, in this game. He's a beast on the road. You get it. 6-2, 2.89 ERA when he's not at home. I know the Braves are starting Teron pretty good himself, but I really like the Nationals coming off of like an embarrassing loss against Baltimore.
I'm glad you brought up this game, Todd, because I am also picking this game, but I am taking the under first five for reasons you just mentioned with Strasburg. Mm-hmm. Two starts in July, 13 innings, zero earned runs. As you said, the 20 strikeouts.
Yep.
Atlanta is 21st versus right-handed pitching in the last month. So a little bonus there for Strasburg. Julio Teheran, okay? He had a 5 ERA in June, so not great. In May, he had a 0.98 ERA.
Yeah.
And then now in July, he's sitting at 1.4. So I'm thinking June was like something happened. But he's back with his 1.4 ERA in July.
Probably someone who's married or something.
Yeah, you never know. So it, yeah. it seems like Julio's back. And the Nats are 17th versus right-hand pitching. So, I mean, solid mm-hmm. middle-of-the-road team, yep. but nothing to write home about. So I'm going with the under the first five for those reasons. Gumby, did you have any more?
I have one more. I'm on the Giants and the Mets.
Oh, boy.
Syndergaard against Bumgarner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Bumgarner and the Giants' first five run line. They're minus 105 last I saw. They were even plus a half late last night. I didn't hop on it, but the lines changed.
Run line or money line?
Run line or money line, sorry. That's
money okay. line, they're at minus 115. I have them. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're trusting Bumgarner, huh?
Yeah, Syndergaard hasn't been great all year. And another thing, if this line on the over-under drops from 4 to 3.5, I'm hopping on the over as well.
Oh, yeah. That's a that's quite a – the I've been following the lines and, of course, or the games, and, of course, they are in thin air. But the Giants have been scoring some runs recently.
Dude, they are on a tear. They won, what, 13 of the last 16 games? Like, one of the hottest offenses out there right now? Like, dude, I am all over this too, Gumpy. I took San Francisco, the money line for the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Syndergaard's got an over 4 ERA. I mean, we're kind of just going off the name here, not what he's done correct. This year.
Yeah. What is a little bit I did worry a little bit when I took this one, even though I did take it. The Mets since July 1st are 26th in the league versus left-handed pitching. But I think if you look this up, Tony, I'm pretty sure that the Giants are pretty shoddy against right-handed pitching at home.
Versus right-handed pitching at home. Since July 1st?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Giants.
I have no reasoning behind this, but the Mets put up a shitload of runs yesterday, and whenever a team puts up that many runs, for whatever reason, the next day they usually come out and can't score either.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to be since July 1st, Todd.
Yeah,
we'll just say the San Francisco Giants at home
mm-hmm.
versus right-handed pitching since June 16th, so a month.
Okay,
ish. They're 29th in the league.
Yeah. So. Maybe the under's the way to go here. I don't know, but I'm just, man, the Giants are hot right now. They're really swinging the bats well. So,
yeah, because the Mets versus lefties away in the same time period are mm-hmm. 13th. So, but, you know, if we went off the numbers in the last week or so, 2 weeks,
yeah.
the Giants have been pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know what? Sorry
going with the hot team.
Sorry for even questioning you there, Gumpy.
That's where do you think Bumgarner ends up?
I don't know. Now that they fucking started winning, are they going to trade him?
Yeah, they came out yesterday and said they're still going to be sellers.
Okay. Well, probably if I had to guess, do the Yankees need another starter?
I think he's going to the Astros.
Oh, jeez.
Him and Verlander and
Garrett Cole throwing smoke.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's there. Todd, you have another one?
I do not.
Gumby, you good?
I'm good. Is anyone touching that Tigers-Indians game?
Fuck,
Boyd
no.
against Bauer?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't trust Bauer.
It scared me away. I mean, riding Boyd all year, but I think he's starting to tail a bit.
And the Indians are super hot, so if you mm-hmm. had to go anywhere, I'd go there. But no. All right, so we got 9 picks today.
There we go. Should be a good payout.
5-3-1 yesterday. Actually, let me check this here for you.
We were staring down the gunnel of 0-7, and it just turned right on its
that's
head.
Just,
I was
that's
sweating
just how
pretty
things
bad.
Go,
long
Gumpy.
Games, long games. You know, you get 9 innings.
Last 30 days, 48, 35, and 7, 58% for plus 6 units.
Oh, that's pretty fucking good.
Last 7.
Todd's hot right now. He's carrying us.
Of course. Last 7 days, 14, 7, and 3, 67% plus 5 units. 5-3-1 yesterday plus a unit. You know, that's just what we're doing here, boys.
That's
why people say this is the best betting podcast going.
People
right
say
now.
It.
That's why
people
yeah.
say it. Spread the word.
And I tell you what, I feel good about this one.
And we're not even baseball bettors.
Yeah,
we're not even baseball bettors.
We were pretty much on the same page on all these bets. So watch out.
For the last
out.
10
this
years,
could
I only,
fucking hit.
I only bet baseball opening day and playoffs. Here we are, fucking middle of July. Dog days of summer.
We dig
Hammering
hard. We dig hard, don't we, Gump? We dig in there. Get those
We're
stats.
Crunching
Get those
numbers.
Trends.
I've been up since 6 a.m. crunching the numbers here.
Watching a little
man.
Open?
Yeah, I'm on it. A tiger boy in that vest looked incredible. I don't know about his back.
So. He's fine. Just a little wince on number one. I think he's okay. Rory, not so much. All right, 9-teamer today. Cup of coffee a day parlay. First game in this, we're going Tampa Bay Rays. That didn't make sense, Anthony, because it's literally so stupid. I'm just going to say the picks that we have. Okay.
All right.
9 of them. Number one, Rays, Yankees, game one, under 5.5 from Gumpy. Rays, Yankees, we're taking the Yankees, game one, -170. The Oakland A's, +110 from Todd.
Let's go.
The Houston Astros, -165 from Moi. The St. Louis Cardinals, first five, under 5.5 versus Cincinnati Reds. I think that's me and Todd. I think it was a double stamp.
Oh, yeah, that's a double stamp.
The Milwaukee Brewers, +0.5 from Gumpany.
Let's go, Gump.
Not Gumpy, Gumpany. Washington Nationals, -135.
Let's go.
Todd. Washington Nationals, Atlanta Braves, under 5, first five from Moi.
Good bet.
And the San Francisco Giants, -115, correct? First five, -115, correct,
Gumpy? Yep, you got it. Lock it up.
Lock it up. $5 to win $1,036.25.
I'll go 15. I went 10 yesterday. I'm going 15 today.
Oh, so you're
going
to win a cool $3,100?
$3,000, and then I'll fly out there tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Well, that's aggressive.
Let's go.
Tomorrow's Friday, so maybe wait till Monday and just stay the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever works.
Hey, do what you got. Don't come here tomorrow, by the way. Today's 97. Tomorrow's 97. The day after is 97. You don't want to be here.
It's a sauna.
It was pouring rain here for a couple days.
I would fucking take that right now because this is fucking miserable.
Anything to cool it off.
All right. 5 to win $1,036.25. We appreciate each and every single one of you. We appreciate you, Gator McComas, in the back there. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate you, Todd.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Gumpy.
I also appreciate you, Todd.
We would also appreciate you subscribe, rating, and reviewing.
Yeah.
And spreading the word to your degenerate friends.
Help them make some money as well.
Tell them the football season's coming. We're going to have one fucking hell of a time.
Let's go.
Okay? And also tell everyone you know good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.